There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Tonight,
broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. ChicagoWolves.com.
He puts a lot of pressure on you, and so, you know, guys like that, you got to guard them with your whole team, and they still have the ability to make. But you have to stay the course against them, and you got to challenge shots, and you got to finish your defense.
Bulls head coach Tom Thibodeau, after last night's 101-90 loss in Houston, the Bulls have now lost three in a row. They're off until Saturday when they play at New Orleans. The Blackhawks are off today. They skate at Winnipeg tomorrow. The Orlando Magic have fired Jacque Vaughn, and Scott Skiles is rumored to be a favorite for the job. The Tigers' Victor Martinez has a torn left medial meniscus, will undergo surgery on Tuesday. The team is hopeful he'll be ready by the start of the season. And PGA, it's first run action of the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. They were delayed a little bit over an hour earlier this morning because of fog. Tiger currently is two over after five holes. Phil Mickelson, Scott Stallings. The Stallings, the defending champ, they tee off about 10 minutes from now. Your current leader, though, is Nicholas Thompson. He is three under after four in a first-place tie with KJ Choi. Both those guys three under after four holes. This scoreboard update is brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. Did you know Toyota has six SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boers and Bernstein.
At it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Giggles the clown downstate.
Kind of a giggle.
He is now saying that the media's not nice enough. He thinks it's the media's fault. If the media is nicer, Illinois football will win more games.
And the last, I'm going to leave this up to you guys. We're all in this state. We want to build champions. So I'm going to put it on you. What are they reading? What are you saying? How important is the University of Illinois to you? The more positive stuff you can talk about, the better off we all are.
First of all, we're not negative about it. We're positive that he's bad. I knew it was coming because I thought there were times of the season he was hinting. Was he not?
That's been the problem the whole time.
You hurt his recruiting.
The media is hurting Illinois recruiting.
Yep.
Wow.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Fighting Illini head football coach Tim Beckman. What's wrong with you? What are you doing?
What do you mean by that? We try to talk about being positive and we're all in this together.
Who's we here? When you say we're all in this together, the media isn't we.
I disagree. I mean, I know you want the state of Illinois to be the best state in this country, and we all have
parts really
in doing
care.
That.
You're the one that has to turn the corner with the guys you bring in, not guys in the media.
The perception that's out there is always very, very important to an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old, 21-year-old was they're turning into a man, and I think it's important that we try to surround them with as much positive stuff, and I think what we're doing with these young men that are involved in our program is we are being better at developing men.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
I'm not a racist. I was born and raised in North Chicago next to a black family.
I've got a wake up.
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's been quite a couple days here on Bors and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. There's always something. You think you're in the kind of period, well, the Super Bowl's over, you know, the Bulls are just kind of sucking along. The Hawks can't score. Doesn't seem to bother them. They're not very good. They got Winnipeg, right?
Yep.
That shiny, shiny ice. And then we find that we have screwed Illinois football. And apparently we've also screwed Illinois basketball.
Yep, we got to stop doing that.
All right, I'll stop doing it.
Yeah, especially you, because you're doing bad, bad things.
I am doing bad things behind the scenes.
There are a lot of people weighing in on the Bulls here with all kinds of different analysis here. And this is from Jeff in Roscoe Village, who said, the talk the last couple days about how woefully ineffective defensively Noah and Gasol are playing together. But what last night's Bulls-Rockets game really shined a light on was how unathletic on the perimeter the Bulls are relative to other NBA teams. Athleticism and length allow for positional flexibility. The Bulls have one player that can effectively guard the perimeter, and Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
One. What I saw last night from Corey Brewer, Josh Smith, Trevor Ariza, the Warriors with Harrison Barnes, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, athletic perimeter players that can defend multiple positions, creating advantageous matchups and generating turnovers. Currently, the Bulls rank 30th in opponents' possessions that result in a turnover and 20th in defensive rebounding percentage. If a team can't create a lot of turnovers or be dominant on the defensive boards, a team won't be good defensively. Both the Warriors and Rockets excel in at least one of these areas because their rosters make sense. Everything ties together. Post guys played out of position leads to a decline in rebounding efficiency. A lack of perimeter flexibility and talent leads to a lack of turnovers and opposing perimeter players getting the penetration we see. Rose's lack of offensive awareness and apathetic defense are disappointing, but the Bulls' mismatched roster has affected every facet of their game. Until that's corrected through trade or internal improvement, which doesn't seem likely, the season isn't headed anywhere good. And based on the parts, maybe we should have expected such from the beginning.
Well, I mean, I don't have great belief in it, but I assume Mike Dunleavy will be back at some point after the All-Star break. He sounded like I heard him talking about it the other day. And maybe that's the missing link here. But I just don't think, I think the problem runs deeper in the fact that he's not playing. I mean, you aren't very athletic in a lot of places. And those teams, those West teams are just bastards. They're all over you. And Trevor Ariza, he's got to stop that. You have to figure out, stop that.
He doesn't stop it. He
doesn't. Stop it. Stop it.
And Matt says, if the team has tuned out Thibodeau, there's no other way to go than a separation. It doesn't matter who's at fault.
No, it doesn't.
That's right. That's right. This idea that's of, correct. Oh, everybody just knock it off. Mommy and daddy are fighting. This is so uncomfortable. That misses the point. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that it's too bad. It doesn't matter how it got here. But if it's here, there's no going back. There's no undoing it.
That's correct.
Just like Dr. Offit was saying, there's no unscaring people. It's hard to unscare. Mm-hmm. If a team is realizing that you're not listening to a hard-charging coach, you can't make it work. It doesn't happen that way. It never has in the NBA. Where a guy like that all of a sudden gets his team back. And, you know, remember our discussion from a couple weeks ago about Bill Musselman?
Mm-hmm.
About Thibs' ties to Musselman?
Yeah.
You know, and there was always an understanding, when even back then, even 20 years ago, that he wasn't going to be a point B to point C guy. They knew it. They understood that's a guy to whip a team into shape, to start a culture, to get your organization going. And then when it's time, it's enough. Because there's just a shelf life to it. And that's who Thibs is. That's the closest comp to him. It's not Skiles. It's not Van Gundy. It's Musselman. Chris in Wheaton, you're on the score.
Thanks a lot for taking the call, guys. Just want to talk about giggles here for a second. I'm a huge Illinois fan. In fact, I'm actually an Illinois alum. But what was so disturbing, and I want to thank you guys for trying your best to set him straight yesterday, I have a journalism degree from Illinois, and I know it's not Northwestern, it's not Missouri, but as someone who not only went to the university but graduated through their College of Communications, it's doubly embarrassing to see a guy not understand the role of the media when he represents the university. we talk about all the time when you see players get suspended and coaches throw out that platitude of they're not just representing themselves or the football team, they're representing the university. But what about this clown when he's out there representing the university? Beyond the football, when you're talking about the university as a whole, it's just ridiculously embarrassing. And you know, I don't know how you come back from this. I mean, it's so egregiously bad, and he took what should have been a great day for him and for the program and probably peed all over it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. They had the 36th ranked class in the country. Not that I wouldn't know what that means, but that's what they are. And thank you for the call. That yeah, I mean, but see, I don't think it's a plot on his. I just don't think he. You know, you're exactly right what you said. I don't think he gets it though. It's not that he's trying to be a contrarian. He's taking the stance. This is what he thinks, and I don't think he understands the other side of the argument.
Right? He's not just trying to generate headlines like that.
No, he legitimately does not understand it. giggles.
I don't know what to tell you.
Please stop it.
Kind of a giggle.
Yeah, I know.
Ken is next on the score.
One of the problems that the Bulls have is that they just don't have talent. And they every year they go out and they get players like a DJ Augustine, let him go. Excellent point guard. Kind of guy that they need right now to lead that off.
Well, no, they replaced him with Aaron Brooks. That's, I mean, big deal.
They what?
They replaced him with Aaron Brooks. They always have a little shooty dwarf, but that's not a material issue with this team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you don't see that as an issue, but no. Aaron Brooks is a good guard. He's a good guy coming off the bench, but we got one of the slowest guards that you could ever have starting, and that's Kirk Heinrich. He's too old.
He's been bad.
He can't keep up with those other guys.
Yeah, Ken, he's really, really been bad. I have always been a fan of his, but it's very, very hard to defend the way he's playing lately, which is not good.
It's like his goggles he wears weigh 50 pounds or something. He can't quite see.
Well, he's got to get rid of the 50-pound goggles if that's the case.
There's something wrong there. He just can't move. I know he's hurt, but he's always hurt. And now he's playing, but it's just a bad idea. And your inside is not the right match either. So, I mean, there's a lot of problems here. And maybe they'll fool us in the playoffs. Maybe they'll make a playoff run. But I think there's some problems in the East for them. I mean, I watch them play the West. And that's not working out well on this trip. But the East all of a sudden has another place to be frightened of. And I'm really not of the mind. I don't know you. I don't think they can be. Say right now that in your mind and other minds, maybe not. Say right now, a couple months out, that Atlanta's the best team in the East. I don't think the Bulls can beat them in four games out of seven.
They can't.
Not a chance. I've watched them. No, they can't.
They can't. They just can't.
I mean, right now we'd say no, and I got money on him, for the love of God.
How much money do you have on him?
I got him at 7-1. You figure it out.
I just didn't know how much money you put on him. I don't know.
You know.
I don't.
You don't need too much when it's 7-1. That's a nice price. And
100?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's all. I mean, I saw that. I was just walking by, and I thought, anyway, let me look at these odds a second. What's up? What's up?
I think they are.
I thought,
Well, the problem too with Heinrich is that he's playing too many minutes, and that almost is because they feel they have to at this point with Dunleavy out.
Yeah, I think it'll change once Dunleavy gets back. I mean, you won't see Heinrich as much. I don't know what that does for you either. It's going to take him time too, and now it's been a long time without him playing. I know you got time yet to make this thing work, to get it together and then all that. I
wish I could say, and sometimes when you get in the middle of a season, I know how these seasons go, that when you hit a lull, like say the Blackhawks are now, when you hit a lull,
that's what there's
always this sense there's always a sense after, 40, 50 games where you think, okay, that we're going to be laughing about this come May.
Yeah,
playoff time's going to come around, you remember when we were talking about the tuned-out Thibodeau and Heinrich was too old and Rose didn't know what he was doing and he wasn't aggressive and Gasol couldn't guard him? Remember all those conversations, how silly they were? Well, look at him now. The problem is, I think these all have more merit than that.
Yeah, I do too. I'm in trouble. Yeah, I think this whole thing's in trouble. And I don't know. I don't know how this next couple months really shakes it. And you say, okay. Nah, we're back. By mid-April, nah, we're back. We're ready. I don't know how that works, because everybody in the league knows how to attack you. and they have continued success with attacking you, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And you could say, well, you know, they're just having an off year and their defense isn't, but by the numbers, they're not bad. Yeah, I know the numbers say they're not bad, but the eye test is awful.
That's your issue, is that you've got, if you're just watching them play and teams are continuing to do the same things the same problems over and over, and you think, mm-hmm. ooh, not good.
Yeah, and Trevor Ariza, again, he's got to stop this.
And he's got to stop being on every team because that's not fair. Quad Cities, this is Justin on the Score.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Two things. One, just wanted to comment on what you guys thought about the draft for the Bears.
I'm not really thinking about it.
No, okay. I mean, I was just wondering with them, sounds like it's going to be like a 3-4 hybrid type of deal. Mm-hmm. If it makes it more flexible for them to get like that outside linebacker DN hybrid. I was looking at that Vic Beasley guy from Clemson. I think he'd be a good fit.
I don't know.
But also just coming to give you a heads up on, I got into a little anti-vaccine argument on Facebook the other day, and some idiot was talking about how she feeds her kids a bunch of low-fat and diet crap, so it helps them fight off all the vaccine or fights off all the viruses.
Oh,
and someone had a good response by saying, if only those Native Americans hadn't eaten so much McDonald's, their bodies would have been able to fight out the smallpox virus.
Yeah, that's why I'm not on Facebook, I guess.
That's why I've unfriended just about everybody.
You actually walk up to them and do it.
I do.
Oh, look who's out today. You know this is a serious Bulls discussion. Myron in his cubicle.
Oh, my God. Naked and with us.
Myron.
And you know, the cubicle's gotten a little bigger.
All right.
Is it really?
Good for you.
No, it hasn't.
Oh.
Wow.
I know to teach you.
Is that why you're too big in the business to call us?
I'm just too big.
What's happening, Myron?
You know, I've been watching, and it seems like ever since Don Levy has checked out, the scoring in the paint has gone up. Now, why that's the case, I'm not terribly sure. But the Bulls, any team they're facing, is really putting up points in the paint. Now, you've got one of the biggest backcourts in the Eastern Conference. So why is this happening?
Because they can't keep people in front of them. They're just not. It's back to this athleticism issue, I think, Myron.
Yeah, Myron, they are, and that's what I was. That's the way. I don't care who they're playing. Pick your name, pick anybody. And look, even though they beat Golden State, and Golden State had about 40 chances to put them away, couldn't hit a free throw, couldn't do a lot of things because I don't know what the interest level was. They got exactly this. Even at the end of a game. At the end of a game where you had it, you got a wide-open shot on the Bulls. How many times in the past have you seen that happen with a good Bulls defensive team?
Almost never.
These are wide-open shots. Klay Thompson comes gliding in and just got caught himself for sort of, ooh, basket, I don't know. But, I mean, how often do you see it? It doesn't happen to the Bulls. And they're doing it to them all night long. I mean, sometimes, you know, there just comes a point. I think you're right. There just comes a point where old coach gets tuned out a little bit. And I know you got an injury here, an injury there. But I if you can, you know, diagram a road for me in the next 2 months, it gets them back to where they were when they're rolling along at 12-3 and everything looked good. And Powell was scoring and everything is the double-double machine and all the other things that were going on. That was fine. But you know what? Teams are still doing it to them then. They cannot. Interior defense doesn't exist. I mean, it doesn't matter. That guy in a big situation is going to get exactly the shot they want. Exactly the shot they want.
And it continues to happen.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about it.
I wish this were easy.
Yeah, it's not easy.
And I wish I could just say, here's...
Make it stop. It doesn't stop, though. I mean, if you're playing them, though, you don't think, no, oh, man, they're tightened down on us now, and now what do we do? Well, you mean to tell me you're going to play Cleveland and Kyrie Irving and LeBron? Are these guys are going to get good looks that they're going to get to the rim? They're going to get what they want?
He's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bottom of the hour, second half on the Score.
Blackhawks coverage on the Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I've got something for you old-timers. Do any of you remember the Miami Heat? I seem to recall some championships, primetime games, big-time fans, but it feels like they've been, I don't know, contracted or disbanded, like the Miami Heat or the Montreal Expos or the Baltimore Bullets. I know this, they're not really an NBA team, not if they're 7 games below 500 in the East, and they just lost to the worst team in the league. Look, I know you lost LeBron, but you don't lose to the T-Wolves, or you're going to start losing your diehard celebrity fans. The Orange Middle Finger Lady, the Ugg Boots Tool, Glenn Frey, and the Good Job, Good Effort Kid have got to be devastated. But a loss to the T-Wolves and a loss in catastrophic fashion proves that the Miami Heat really do still exist. See you in the first round, fellas. Just pray that you don't run into Cleveland and LeBron. I'm Jim Rome.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
Warranties.
Got to get yourself some flowers. Valentine's Day is next week. And when she says, no, it's okay, you don't have to get me flowers, first of all, she means you have to get her flowers. And second of all, even if she really says you don't have to, it's kind of still nice to do it and it works out well. So what you can do very easily and right now is you can go to proflowers.com. How about this? The 100 Blooms of Love with a free glass vase for $19.99. You can upgrade gourmet chocolates, a stuffed bear for just $9.99 more. You go to proflowers.com. But to get this deal, you got to use my code Bernstein. This is quick. This is easy. Delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So do this early before it's too late. I know you've got plans. You got other things. You might have gotten her other stuff. You got to do these flowers. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone. Type in B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Order today, because this deal expires tomorrow at midnight.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Al Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse Restaurant Week menu is second to none, with a spectacular $22 lunch menu and a four-course $44 dinner menu that includes your entree choice of filet mignon, salmon filet, smoked pork chop, or filet medallions. Visit delfriscos.com to see their full menu. And tell me, let me tell you something. This is a great week to experience their famous Oak Street location in the historic Esquire Theater building.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
ER.com today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And we spent a lot of time today talking about the Bulls, a little bit about my guy Giggle, Tim Beckman, my best friend. Ooh. And we had a doctor straighten up some stuff for us, too, because both of us were very, very confused about a lot of issues in this country right now.
Tanny, is there a reason for the Chub Rock, or you just wanted to hear Chub Rock?
Just wanted to hear Chub Rock, and it is Throwback Thursday, after all.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday.
Fine by me, you know that. Okay. I had a neighbor, senior year of college, at the off-campus apartments where we lived, that would play that song over and over and over and over again for a period. It's like a week. Where it was like four or five times a day. That song, it's called Treat 'Em Right. Is that the name of that song?
Right.
And it was just all you could hear was the bass just thumping through the wall on a loop. It was brutal. And the fact that I still like the song.
Did you go over and tell him?
I couldn't tell which neighbor it was. It was just like it was filling the entire building. The whole apartment building was shaking. I was going to go knocking on every door.
Fun fact about that album, Chub Rock's The One. On the cover, he looks exactly like Herb Lawrence.
No doubt. That is absolutely true. But it's okay.
Dear boy himself.
Yep.
Well, can we throw it back to like Jefferson Airplane or something like that? Really Throwback Thursday?
You got it, Terry. Next week, we'll do it.
No, throw back to Jefferson Airplane. See how that goes for you. I know you know them.
I heard Jefferson Airplane on the way in today on XRT.
You did?
As a matter of fact, yep.
Outstanding.
Yep, that's what they were. It was not the Alice in Wonderland one, the other one, the big Grace Slick one where she's...
she was always doing that.
I know. Is she dead?
That's what she did.
Is she alive?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
A couple years ago, I think she was still performing. I don't know what she's doing now, but yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Crazy. That. You know what? You know what that was in lingo? That was a crazy chick. I loved her, though.
Well, you like crazy women?
I do. Yeah, I like crazy women. Yeah, I do. That's why, I mean, a lot of today appeal to me because I think there was something wrong with them, but that's okay.
Hey, Terry. He was here. He was wandering around today. too big for the business, you know?
He is too big.
Say a quick hello.
I know.
And you know, crazy Carlos. Say, how are things going? Good, good. Busy. Got to go.
I got no time.
To sell. Got no time.
Moving
too busy.
On.
Wow, man. It's, he's just big time now.
He is really big time. Yeah. Right. He wants his own show. You can have this one. Take a day off. It's 5 hours of crazy Carlos and his musings. We'd be happy to do that. Probably save a lot of people a lot of grief.
I think so. Yeah, and we're without Bulls or Blackhawks tonight, right? So
it's
a talk to your wife night, I think.
When's the Winnipeg game?
Winnipeg game is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Not tonight. They're at Winnipeg.
Then we're at
Winnipeg on the weird ice. It's all blue and so shiny, and you have the benches on the wrong side.
Oh, baby.
And often bad things happen to the Blackhawks,
too. They do have trouble with Winnipeg. Well, lately they would have trouble with everybody, but they do have trouble with Winnipeg.
I hope not.
See, I officially don't worry about them. I've told you this. I don't worry about them. I have no angst. The Bulls, I have great angst. Enormous angst. Think I'm in trouble. Unless something, I don't know what's going to have to happen for this to kind of, you know, ease my mind. I'm not sure it's capable of it. I'm not sure that can happen.
I thought
there was something. You know, like I say, Derrick Rose will be going back to be Derrick Rose on these nights when it's tough for them. Okay. Well, he had that chance last night, didn't he?
He did.
And things were tough, right?
Things were not easy. Yeah. And it just doesn't look like he wants to play hard.
Yeah, I don't know what.
And the problem is he's also said that he doesn't want to play hard.
Yeah, that's something he probably shouldn't have said. Let's talk with our guy in Champagne.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, get out of the home penalty box and score with a Chicago Wolves fan 4-pack. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
We just gotta, you know, we play hard in spurts. Just can't do it for 48 minutes right now. Just gotta figure it out.
You hear the boys talking about the Bulls. That was Joe Noah after last night's loss. They lost in Houston 101-90. Have lost three in a row now because of the struggling defense. They're off until Saturday. They'll play at New Orleans. Now, the Blackhawks are off today. They skate at Winnipeg tomorrow. Orlando Magic have fired Jacques Vaughn as head coach. Scott Skiles is rumored to be a favorite for that job. The Tigers' Victor Martinez has a torn left medial meniscus. He'll undergo surgery on Tuesday. The team is hopeful he'll be ready by the start of the season, but that's pretty doubtful. PGA play, it's a first-round action of the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. They were delayed this morning because of fog, and we've heard all the stories about Torrey Pines. Tiger has 8 wins there. Well, right now, after 7 holes, he has 1 over. Phil Mickelson on the second hole now. He parred his first hole. Your leaders, though, it's a 4-way tie at the top. Brendan DeYoung, KJ Choi, Nicholas Thompson, and last week's winner out in Phoenix, Brooks Koepka, all 3 under at this time. And there's the story right now of Brandon Marshall floating around NFL.com. He was out in Phoenix for the Super Bowl for doing work for Showtime. And apparently interviewed John Harbaugh, and during the interview asked Harbaugh if he played for him and the Baltimore Ravens, would he allow him to do the Showtime show, the NFL show on Showtime? And Harbaugh said, of course I would let you do that. So now the rumors about Brandon Marshall and Baltimore Ravens will be hot.
That's not really
heavy. Well, whatever. It's going to get heated up now even further, Daniel.
Fine.
But we know you don't want him to leave.
Oh, yeah.
We'd like him here forever.
Well, you know, for our purposes, it is kind of nice to have him around. But for the Bears' purposes, I'd be much happier if the clown show left town permanently.
Yeah, I also think, though, the clown show wouldn't be as prevalent with John Fox in the house.
I do.
What was the issue then the first year when he had a really good year when he was healthy and Mark Trestman was there? Wasn't much of a clown show.
No,
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty then. Asked and answered, I guess.
Well, first year he didn't do the show. He didn't ask for permission to do the show. He wasn't further emboldened by the coach. All he did was play football. He didn't want this or want that. And the minute he started this stuff, things seemed to change around the team, him and Lance Briggs both.
Yeah.
But when all of a sudden you're granted permission to go, and remember, he didn't even know what Lance Briggs wanted to do. That's what he said.
He didn't ask him. Yeah,
he didn't even ask him.
I just think when he was healthy and playing good football, this really wasn't an issue with the same coaching staff. But we'll see what happens with it.
See what happens.
Maybe he goes to Baltimore and plays with John Harbaugh.
I've heard
still
that's
does
not
his,
the first team
work.
He's asked about is what they think of him.
Well, he really likes himself a lot, Terry.
He does.
Yep. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Casty Tire and Service. Visit CastyTire.com today. Hey, join the scores, Dan Bernstein. He's down there over yonder in that studio. And me, Matt Abaticola. Oh, we're broadcasting live at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville next Friday. It's Friday the 13th. We'll be there from 1 to 6 p.m. Stop by for your chance to win some great prizes. Also, you can meet me. You can touch Dan. It's great. They have great food and beer as well.
That's your place, man. It is my choice.
You know, Libertyville is a growing nightlife spot here in the suburbs of Chicago. It's grown tremendously the last 2 years, and I'll take credit for the reason why.
Oh, yeah, you are the man. That'll be quite an event. You are the man.
Where I go, Terry, I bring the nightlife.
And the boogie.
Damn straight. I'm glad you jumped on that there, Daniel. It's funny how sometimes my mic works in your earphones and sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes
I'm Matt Abaticola. Yeah. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. I love when you play dumb, too. That's my favorite part of you. Chicago Sports Station.
I have no clue what's going on.
Exactly.
Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, Tony.
He's a coot.
Hey, Tommy. Hey, Dan Magna.
Uh-oh. Are those all from today?
Second half is brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
First half of the show, we talked to Dr. Paul Offit. We talked to Steve Greenberg. We talked to Matt Miller. There was some football. There was some concern about the measles outbreak in Palatine. And we also discussed the unique performance of one Tim Beckman yesterday and what that was. If he's doing a bit, it's a hell of a bit. And a lot of Bulls talk also. Last night, unfortunately, that was a reaffirmation of some very obvious problems on both ends of the floor.
Yep. For those of you who listen to this show from beginning to end, and well, you should, because there's nothing really better in your lives than us, huh? We were talking in transition about Scott Siles' name coming up, and I said, well, they got screwed. Here's how they got screwed, in case you were wondering, in the tournament. This is March 21st, 1986, with 2:21 remaining in an NCAA tournament regional semifinal against Kansas. The clock stops for between 11 and 19 seconds of play, depending on the account. With 9 seconds left, Kansas's Archie Marshall tips in the game-tying score, and the Jayhawks go on to win in overtime. By the way, this is in Kansas. 96-86, Michigan State coach Judd Heathcote said in the postgame press conference that the game would have been over before Marshall's score if not for the clock malfunction. And I remember watching the game, did not cover it, but watched it. And I thought it was one of the most egregious screwings I'd ever seen. They completely blew this thing. And Skiles was brilliant that day. I mean, the whole team was, because that was a really difficult Kansas team, especially beat in Kansas. But that was one of those days where you just go, oh, my God, no.
So you're just talking about Brandon Marshall, and there was a poll in the Tribune today.
Yeah.
And this is unscientific, but they got a lot of responses. They got 2,640 responses, where after Brad Biggs had laid out the pros and cons of the Bears keeping Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
And the question was to the Bears fan, and we know, I just want you to think about the Bears fans that we deal with and that you hear on these airwaves on a daily basis.
To.
I know. Yes, you do. You must. You have to.
Come on.
What percentage, how many Bears fans do you believe said keep him as opposed to cut him?
70%.
74%.
Okay.
And I still don't quite understand why.
Some things I guess we're just not meant to understand, and that would be one of them. I was close.
That was a pretty good guess, but never underestimate the stupidity of Bears fans.
You know, I don't know where this ranks, and I don't know what this guy's doing, because he's a weird dude. Arthur Blank.
Yes,
he is. He's a weird guy. I don't know what it is. There's something loose upstairs.
Thing.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is he's doing. This thing with pumping in the crowd noise and the other team had the ball. And apparently that is true. That is true. And, of course, he was angered and embarrassed by it and wants to know who did it. And he will get to the bottom of it. And my guess is it'll probably be at the end of the day, probably be the Mike Smith who's already been fired. But I think that all of you who, you know, want to accuse the Patriots of this, that, and the other stuff, if you pay attention, to some of the stuff that has gone on in the NFL over the years. And I don't know if Arthur Blank is aware enough to even know where he's at sometimes. I know he's got a lot of money and he's a very successful business guy, but I mean, when you watch him walk around and now he's angry and embarrassed by that. I mean, first of all, that says more about your fans than it says about you. I mean, you got to pump in crowd noise when the other team's got the ball. Oh, for the love of God.
Great Deadspin piece here that I retweeted that you should read as well by Diana Moskovitz. She's a very good writer, by the way. And she has exposed yet again an NFL lie. We, okay. And a long list of NFL lies. The NFL's domestic violence partner, No More, is an absolute sham. This partnership they have with No More.
Mm-hmm.
All it is a brand and a logo. That's it. That's all it is.
Wow.
It's not a movement. It's not a charity. It is a logo and a brand that sells stuff. She investigated all of this. Who's paying for it? What they're trying to do? And all it is a brand created by corporations to give them something to say that they are doing. I mean, the level of cynicism involved here.
Very high.
It says, under the question, what do they do?
Mm-hmm.
They describe themselves as an awareness symbol and movement, but it doesn't seem to do anything. It doesn't even purport to do much. The group says, our goal is to raise awareness and attract more resources and support for our partner groups. So attracting resources and support for domestic violence organizations is a concrete goal that should lead to measurable results, good or bad. However, the response they got when they asked the spokesperson to estimate how much money they direct to domestic violence nonprofits, we don't have an exact total of how much money and support has been generated because of No More. But as more celebrities, brands, and advocates get behind it, and the profile of No More continues to go up, we're confident it will continue to be seen as an asset to them. The symbol was created with the support of 24 domestic violence and sexual assault prevention organizations who are using No More in all kinds of ways. Some have developed their own No More products, lapel pins, clothing, and jewelry. Others use No More as the branding for consumer engagement events to raise awareness. Every person coming to No More's website is directed to our partner organizations. Read generously, this is marketing jargon wrapped in an admission that no one has any idea whether or not No More does anything tangible for any groups. I mean, this is a long piece.
I'm not shocked.
But this is it's all a shell game. It's just a brand. It's just a logo.
That's second half. We do it every damn day. We always ask you what you think of this at 312-644-6767 or the other things we've discussed today, including Mr. Giggle, a lot about the Bulls, a lot about stuff here today. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Here right now, you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
That come from chwine.com and Cameron Hughes Wine. The white wine drinkers tend to get mad at me and say, Bernstein, you're always talking about these incredible values on these red wines, the Zins and the blends and these massive Cabernets. Well, throw us a bone once in a while and talk about white wine for the white wine drinker and tell us what kind of values that we could get, especially for Valentine's Day. Well, this deal that Cameron Hughes has arranged for the Boers and Bernstein listener, of course, includes tremendous white wines, and it's the same deal. That there are great white wine producers from which he is able to get excess wine and then bring it to you at a fraction of the price. And if you like a classic
Monterey, California, Chardonnay, aged in new American oak, and it's just right down the middle, straightforward, outstanding Chardonnay. This is the one for you. It's the Lot 441 2013 Monterey County Chardonnay. It won the gold medal just recently at the 2015 San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition. This is world-class, gold medal-winning wine. Gives you everything you look for in a typical Monterey Shard. And instead of being $60, it's $13. And you should include this in your order that has free shipping. Wine's heavy. To ship it for free is a huge deal. And everybody is taking advantage of this. I'm hearing terrific things via Twitter and people sending me emails about how pleased they are. So include this, the Lot 441, in your order. You got to use my code, Dan, chwine.com. That's chwine.com. Do this in time for Valentine's Day. Enter the code Dan. You click the microphone in the upper left corner. You enter the code, and then your wine, whatever you get, you can get a case of wine, 12 bottles of wine that ships free. It weighs like 50 pounds, so that's an unbelievable deal. Go to chwine.com. Go to the microphone. Enter Dan. And don't wait. Try this now. That's amazing, and the offer won't last.
Guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that kind of thing, think again. She read the book and can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Valentine's delivery is guaranteed, so call 1-800-829-BEAR or click the banner to visit VermontTeddyBear.com.
Hey guys, if you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story like Joe Dredge, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. If you don't think she's into that thing, think again. She read the book, and she can't wait for the movie. Oh, yeah. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery is guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them the score sent you.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031. Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Mailar Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailar Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You know, I was just looking at the No More website, because, you know, if nothing, I'm a guy who'll support causes. You know what I'm saying?
It's not a cause, though.
I know. But the T-shirts don't look good. I would happily wear a T-shirt, because that's the kind of guy I am.
But it's Livestrong. That's all it is. It's even less than Livestrong. They can't even say what they're trying to do. And if you look at what they are, it's just a place where corporations have created a logo and a brand to put on mugs and T-shirts.
Stop sexual assault, domestic violence and sexual assault on the T. Yeah.
But they don't do anything.
Well, I know that. I know that. Yeah. Yeah. I know that.
It's just so insulting.
Here's the thing. And if all of us sit down and think about this a second, that this year the NFL experienced all kinds of trouble, all kinds of issues. I mean, the commissioner that really didn't seem to be bothered by any of it until somebody told him, you better start looking bothered by this, better start getting this thing right. So he tried again, and didn't get the right thing a second time either. And then he tried again, and then he tried again, and finally made people happy. And Adrian Peterson, had a typical response, but by many weren't bothered at all by it. They said that's the way of life. That's what people do. I think the NFL really wastes a lot of time with this stuff because this guy's a boob and nobody cares. They don't care. You had 114 million people watching the game. Those are the people that care. And what do they care about? They care about their fantasy teams. They care about all sorts of things. And of course, all this other stuff is just noise to them. They can play all they want to about, oh, we're going to do this, or then we're going to do that, and we're going to give to this. And, you know, the people who do all this stuff and love football, they don't care. Really don't care about it. This year proved it to me.
This is more from the Deadspin piece. She says, this is the beginning of a story we've all seen before, with Pinktober, Livestrong, and even the incredibly important but eventually co-opted AIDS ribbon. What begins as a push for change becomes an invisible force telling us that we must buy specific items and wear certain logos so we can feel better about ourselves. And if we go along, we do so not because we care, but because we don't want to feel left out. What good this does for people in need of help isn't always clear, but it's great for the brands because all they have to do is slap logos on a few products and or advertisements and throw a few pennies to charity to make themselves seem socially conscious. These logos are an embodiment of magical thinking, promising that you can do good without actually having to do anything. They're shams, basically. Now we've got another one. No More, the latest entry in the great American tapestry of brands saying they care, started in 2009, or at least talk about it began in 2009. Virginia Witt, director of No More, the small group doesn't have any full-time professional staff, said when domestic violence and sexual assault groups decided to radically change how these issues are seen and addressed, and in doing so brought together dozens of leaders from the prevention field along with experts in marketing, communications, and branding, the problem they decided was that these issues had a brand problem. The solution? Make a logo. This is the director.
Logo bad.
Here's what she said.
Yeah,
the idea was to give domestic violence and sexual assault, something these issues had never had, a unifying brand.
Yeah.
The idea to bring these two movements together came from the interconnectedness of the issues. Intimate partner violence, as defined by the CDC, includes both. And so after a year of planning, hours of donated volunteer time and consultation from leading creative experts, research, and focused testing, the No More brand was developed in 2010 and 2011. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. I know. But you know me, I like weird T-shirts. You know how much the T-shirts are?
Well, the fitted tank top is $26.
Mm-hmm. I don't want a fitted tank top. I'm too old for that.
Yeah, I think it's for the ladies. Yeah. The iPhone 5 case is $22.
I don't want that. I don't need that.
The mug is $16.
$16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the regular T-shirt, $29 without shipping. There's two different kinds.
And the money accomplishes absolutely nothing.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But I like weird t-shirts.
And there's some, and I don't remember this from Seinfeld, because I liked it, but I don't know about it what most people do. I guess Seinfeld had something called the Human Fund, which was something similar, a satire of this idea of these sort of Panglossian.
I never watched it, so I don't know that. I don't know that.
Yeah, George would give out he was upset that people were donating, making Christmas gifts donations and saying, hey, in your behalf, I donated to, you know, blank charity. So George would go around saying, I donated on behalf of you to the Human Fund, which is a made up charity. That way he didn't have to spend any money.
Okay. Well, this and it's also not only but this is something for everybody. And even though I think this is a little, I mean, we might have heard this before, you know, because the t-shirts, no more, and then there's underneath it, there's a little message. There's also a No Mas t-shirt.
Ah, is that for raising money for Roberto Duran's expenses?
That's what it says underneath.
Yep. So please help Roberto Duran. He's down on his luck.
Yep. That's correct. That's the one I'm looking for.
Orson Bernstein, we've got some open time before 5 o'clock and Who You Crappin'. It wasn't bad last week. It was pretty good.
Agreed. Yeah, I thought they came through for us, but here's the thing. It's a weekly thing. We can't just do it like week and then a month you take a month off. No.
Right. I guess the Human Fund slogan was money for people. The Human Fund. Money for people.
Poor people.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. Orson Bernstein on the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Trying to make up your mind about what to give that special someone in your life for Valentine's Day, please stop. It's time to get off the fence, forget the fretting, step up to the plate, and get yourself an absolutely terrific deal from the good people at Sherry's Berries. Here's how it works. She gets a stunning bouquet of flowers delivered on the first day, and the next day she gets a freshly dipped box of giant strawberries delivered to her. All of this, $39.99. Yep, quick, easy. The big winner, you, and a special someone. And yes, you heard it right. All that, just $39.99. Talk about scrumptious. The berries are dipped in chocolatey goodness, and you can top them with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. They are enormous, fresh, and mouth-watering to the nth degree. I've had the strawberries here in the office. They were an instant hit, lasting, about a minute the other day. Talk about a group of satisfied customers, and my wife was no less impressed. She loved the gift. Now, here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day special. All you need to do is visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my code word BOERS. That's BOERS. Take my word for it. You won't be sorry.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, show that special someone in your life just how much they mean to you by purchasing them a star in the sky, courtesy of Your Star Forever, for just $9. That's 70% off. This meaningful gift includes a personalized message, photo, and YouTube video. Need a gift idea for the man in your life? Get him a cigar from StogieBoys.com. For just $30, you'll get 5 Maduro and 5 Natural Toro-sized cigars. Take advantage of these Valentine's Day deals at offers.cbslocal.com.
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to newyearsweepstakes.com to enter today. That's newyearsweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
Benson.
tell you. They're made especially for play. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek and also give you easy access. And just like you, they're always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me or love me. The only question is, are you ready to play? Now this Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at Pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap, and Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working hard?